Did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Do you think you are part of that 75%? I really didn't think that I would be, but when asked to list out all the subscriptions I paid for, one or two slipped through the cracks that I totally forgot about. One of which was for something that I swore I canceled forever ago. Think about it. Between streaming platforms, apps, delivery services, and even parenting / kid subscriptions, though they all seem like small amounts, when pulled together, that's a pretty big chunk of your spending money out the door. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting time on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/morningcup. That's rocketmoney.com/morningcup. rocketmoney.com/morningcup. Today's podcast is brought to you by newspapers.com, the ultimate destination for exploring the mysteries of the past. If you're fascinated by true crime, get ready to dive into the stories that made headlines. Newspapers.com offers a billion pages of historical newspapers from the U.S. and beyond, and you can search the entire collection in seconds. Their vast newspaper collection is a goldmine for eyewitness accounts, crime scene photos, news reports, and more. Whether you're interested in famous crimes or long-forgotten cases, newspapers.com gives you a front-row seat to more than 300 years of history. For our listeners, newspapers.com has a special offer. Use the code CUPOFMURDER for an exclusive 20% discount on your subscription. That's promo code CUPOFMURDER at newspapers.com. Sign up today and start unraveling the true crime mysteries that keep you up at night.
There were two more murders 15 miles away.
When police arrived, they found the telephones and electricity lines.
We have a weird homicide.
A scene described by one investigator as reminiscent of a weird
morning.
Cup of murder.
Anger can get you into a lot of trouble. On February 24th, 1785, a man was born who was quick to anger. It was that short fuse that later got him into trouble when it cost another man his life. So if you like your coffee hot but your bones chilled, sit back and start your day with a morning cup of murder. Noah Beauchamp was born in Maryland on February 24th, 1785, and as an adult, grew quite the reputation for his short temper. He was also a man who was a devout Baptist and, as such, was vehemently against slavery. This caused an intense argument between him and his father, a slave owner, who eventually disowned Noah because of his beliefs. Moving to Kentucky and then later to Ohio, Noah met a woman named Elizabeth Adams, who eventually became his wife and the mother of his children. By 1811, the Beauchamp family was living in the Indiana Territory of Fayette County, where he opened up a blacksmith shop that, on December 14th, 1812, allowed him to purchase a plot of land where his family would live until the 1820s. And in 1914, he was appointed as a lieutenant of the 11th Indian Territorial Regiment, one of the best organized of the Indiana regiments. Selling his land to a black man in 1828, when most white people wouldn't have even dared, Noah moved his family to Edgar County, Illinois, and later in the mid-1830s, relocated back to Indiana and this time settled in Vigo County. Things seemed to be going really well for the Beauchamp family. That was until he bought this new farmland that just so happened to butt up against the one belonging to the Mickleberry family. George Mickleberry and Noah Beauchamp did not get along at all and began fighting a fierce fight over whose property started and ended where. Despite this, however, Mrs. Mickleberry, putting the dispute to the side, hired Noah's daughters to come knit for her. But after one of those jobs in July of 1840, one of the Mickleberry daughters accused one of the Beauchamp girls of stealing leftover wool. She soon spread the rumor, and when Noah heard about the accusations, that old temper returned, and he decided to confront George about the claims. Making his way to the main house, Noah decided to stop for a moment and ask God for guidance. Where he stopped just so happened to be in a clearing where meat was being prepared, meaning a large butcher's knife had been left in plain sight on a nearby stump. Seeing this as an act of God and worried that the farmhands might try and start something, Noah picked up the blade and marched his way right up to the Mickleberries' door. George answered the knocks, and pretty much immediately, Noah tore into the father about his daughter's behavior. That's when one of the girls sitting in the living room started to talk back, and completely enraged, Noah threatened, "If you was a man, I'd cut you into laces." Pulling out the knife, George put his hand on Noah's shoulder and was immediately met with a blade right to the chest. Thrust forth with enough effort that his breastbone cracked, George Mickleberry died almost instantly right in front of his family. Panicked, Noah fled the scene and ran towards the Wabash River. There, he stole a rowboat and made his escape just as word started to spread of his crimes. With a large manhunt spreading out into the area and the Mickleberry family grieving their loss, Noah Beauchamp managed to make it all the way to Texas, where he opened up another blacksmith shop. Unfortunately, in order to do so, he had to borrow money from some men. And when he didn't pay that sum back in time, the son of one of these men saw a wanted poster bearing Noah's likeness and, wanting to collect the $500 reward, reported his whereabouts to the authorities. Noah was quickly arrested and shipped back to Indiana for trial. But before they could make it to the river, a second escape was made, but this time he didn't manage to get very far, and he was re-arrested. Locked in one of the cabins inside the boat this time, Noah fashioned a noose out of bedsheets and attempted to take his own life. His plan was foiled when someone happened to come check on him at the exact right time. After a lengthy trial, Noah Beauchamp was found guilty and sentenced to death on September 8, 1842. The gallows were then constructed, and on December 30, 1842, he became the first person to be legally hanged in Park County, Indiana. On November 7, 1825, between the murder and his execution, Noah Beauchamp's cousin, Jeroboam O. Beauchamp, a lawyer and legislator, fatally stabbed Colonel Solomon P. Sharp in a case that was strangely similar to Noah's. Called the Beauchamp-Sharp tragedy, Jeroboam, in an effort to defend his wife's honor, killed Solomon in his own doorway with a knife, fled and caused a massive manhunt, and attempted to take his life when captured. He, too, was later tried and hanged for his crime. Thank you for joining me in my morning cup of murder. Please join me again tomorrow to hear a terrible thing happened on February 25th. Don't forget to rate and subscribe and let me know how you like it. If you want to help support the podcast, there's always Patreon or just sharing it with your true crime obsessed friends. And remember, stay safe.